Walmart announced some surprising news yesterday. After five straight quarters of declining online sales, its e-commerce business jumped nearly 12% last quarter. American consumers spent about $350 billion online last year, and Walmart's rival Amazon led the way. That company has been making record profits, and it plans to launch 40 of its own cargo planes to meet consumer shipping demand. Demand, by the way, that has a side effect. So many of those orders are shipped in cardboard boxes. Bob Gettert is president of the National Recycling Coalition and director of Austin Resource Recovery. They're in Austin, Texas. Bob, welcome.
Thank you for inviting me to this discussion.
Sure. So the reason I wanted to have this discussion is because when I walk into the trash room in my apartment complex, I see a mountain of boxes every day. It seems like it never stops. Are you noticing a lot more cardboard out there?
Absolutely, yes. And with the online shipping and some brick-and-mortar shipping direct to the store, there's a lot more packaging being utilized.
It sounds good for business.
Business is booming compared to 2008, 2009, and so packaging quantities of cardboard, plastics, foam packaging, so forth, has more than doubled in the last 10 years. And regarding old corrugated cardboard recovery, 21,000 tons were distributed in 2015 and with a 93% recovery rate. So pretty good recycling rate of that old cardboard boxes.
Is it more valuable than, say, glass or plastic?
Much more valuable than glass and plastic in that the industry is ready to process this cardboard. If we can gain participation of the consumers to get it into the recycling bin, there are ready markets for this cardboard. And therefore, it's part of American industry to recycle this cardboard.
I wonder what kind of challenges come along with this, though, because if business is booming and these recycling centers maybe like getting the cardboard because it's so valuable, are they having trouble processing at all?
I think there's two problems with processing. In general, the recycling processors very much want these cardboard boxes. But what the processors are really concerned about is non-recyclable material attached to the cardboard. It could be heavy labeling with adhesive. It could be plastic liners or plastic cushion packaging within the cardboard box. And that's what needs to be separated before the cardboard box is recycled.
And should we break it down, fold it down?
Absolutely, yes. And that's the hardest thing to train. We're shipping around in recycling containers a lot of air in air pockets when we don't break down the cardboard boxes. And it's much easier to handle at the recycling facility if it is broken down.
You know, when we toss a piece of cardboard into the trash bin or maybe a glass bottle, there's been a lot of stuff out there that tells us a lot of it's going to China. What can you tell us about that? With this boom in cardboard packaging, is it going overseas as well? Because I understand it's a very big business in China.
There is significant volumes of material going to China as consumer goods are shipped from China to the U.S. Empty containers are utilized for recycled content material, going back to recycling, processing, and made into new products. I would also add that there is a recent trend to revitalize the American economy with domestic recyclers within the U.S.
A lot of people have concerns about recyclables going over to China because think about all the emissions that it takes to get that all the way across the ocean. At what point does it just not make sense to recycle?
I think there is a large carbon footprint for shipping around the world. I think the long range answer is creating more micro processing, micro producing situations rather than major producers in foreign countries. And I think that's a growing trend in the U.S. economy.
It doesn't seem like online shipping is going anywhere but up. And I wonder if we'll get to a point where we simply can't handle the packaging waste that is a result of that. I mean, maybe we can handle it now, but what do you see 10, 15 years down the road?
I see online shippers becoming more and more conscious of their sustainability and their carbon footprint. If you look online for sustainability statements from Amazon or eBay, Walmart, all the major shippers from online, you'll find sustainability statements where they're trying to find better materials, They're trying to reuse packaging. They're trying to reduce the non-recyclables. And I think if that is a continued trend, then the capacity in the recycling market to handle this increased shipping material is there. Part of it is creating a clean product to recycle or package. And the other part is consumer education on what to do with the package to get it recycled.
And of course, the emissions that come from the new planes that are brought online, the trucks on the road. So that's something to consider as well. Bob Gettert is president of the National Recycling Coalition and director of Austin Resource Recovery in Austin, Texas. Bob, thank you. Very interesting.
Thank you very much for this discussion.